This week, a federal judge in Oregon restricted federal officers from using crowd control weapons on protesters outside the Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Portland. The case included rare and revealing recorded testimony from some of those federal officers. And as Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports, legal experts say their testimony shows a lack of understanding of their own policies on use of force.
For months, protesters against the Trump administration have gathered outside an ICE building in Portland. Some of the protests have been large, some have been small, but frequently the demonstrators have faced pepper balls and tear gas fired by federal officers. The ACLU of Oregon filed a lawsuit late last year saying that was happening even when protests were peaceful. For example, on the night of January 19th, a small group of protesters sat lining the sides of the building's driveway, allowing room for vehicles to pass. The demonstrators were nonviolent, but trespassing onto federal property. When officers with the Department of Homeland Security came out of the building, they sprayed those protesters with pepper spray and fired pepper balls at their feet.
Wow!
Oh, come on!
Did you observe yourself in this video?
Yes.
That's Kelly Simon, legal director of the ACLU of Oregon, deposing a DHS officer with the Federal Protective Service, identified in court by the initials KK. This played during the federal court hearing.
Did you see anybody engage in violence in this video?
I did not see any violence in this video.
Officer KK went on to testify that the crowd was loud, with lots of yelling, but again said it was nonviolent.
You sprayed people engaged in passive resistance, even though the Federal Protective Service has a public order policing policy that says not to use pepper spray on people engaged in passive resistance, right?
Yes.
A handful of the DHS officers who deployed to the ICE building testified. Some said they received training about certain crowd control weapons beforehand, but many of the officers also expressed confusion over what the First Amendment allows and their own policies on responding to passive resistance. That's where protesters engage in activities like trespassing and refusing to move and don't resist arrest when confronted by officers. The judge and experts said the response to that should be targeted arrests, not use of force.
They should know this stuff.
Seth Stoughton is a law professor at the University of South Carolina, where he also directs the Excellence in Policing and Public Safety program. He's a former police officer and watched several of the depositions. Stoughton says he was surprised.
I'm still a little skeptical that it's a training issue rather than sort of a willful presentation of ignorance.
The federal judge seemed to think so, too. In his ruling this week, U.S. District Court Judge Michael Simon concluded, quote, ample evidence shows the existence of an unwritten policy to encourage excessive use of force intended, at least in part, to chill First Amendment rights of peaceful protest and journalism. The Department of Homeland Security did not respond to NPR's interview request. In previous statements, the agency has defended its officers' use of force outside the Portland ICE building as constitutional, saying, quote, DHS law enforcement does not use crowd control measures on protesters. They're only used on rioters. Since June, there has been some violence outside the ICE facility, and roughly 40 people have been charged with federal crimes. But that's low compared to the thousands of people who have demonstrated over months. Jack Dickinson, one of the protesters who sued the Trump administration, says he's seen firsthand that tear gas isn't effective at crowd control.
The use of these chemical munitions, you know, when they make these large clouds of tear gas, I don't see how it's an effective tool other than to terrorize people.
The Trump administration could appeal the judge's preliminary injunction, but for now it remains in effect as the case makes its way to trial. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.